In the studio, I've got James Chalkland. Morning, James.
Matawai, matariki, kia ora, bro.
So, I just heard about this yesterday, an exhibition. It's happening at the museum, that you're putting on, and this was quite a surprise, this topic. Tell us what the exhibition's about.
It's about my collection, people collecting stuff, and I started a car collection from the ads from the 1940s.
That'll make it easier. All right, just get the microphone in the right place.
Nervous.
Oh, that's right. No, I often, regular listeners will know that I often get the microphone in the wrong place to start with. So ads for cars from the 50s and 60s.
Yes. For me, personally, I love the colours and they're mainly drawings.
Yeah.
And just triggered me to collect more.
Yeah, so you're into cars anyway, I presume, from this?
Yeah, I've got my own classic car.
Yeah, what's that? What sort of car is that?
78 Camaro.
Okay, and do we see that driving around?
You used to.
Used to? What?
I parked it up and I had an accident with another toy and my money's spent on refurbishing that toy.
Oh, okay, not on refurbishing you, you're all right?
Oh, I'm in a constant refurbishing.
Constant state of refurbishment, I know the feeling. So how do you even, have you found these adverts online or have you found them in actual physical magazines? Like, how do you go about this?
Due to my work accident and disabilities, I've got a lot of time, so I go to op shops all around the Whenua.
Yeah, around the North Island.
I look for old school magazines of that era. And pick them up, bring them home, cut them out, send them to B-Rex.
Okay.
He frames them, all professionally framed.
Yeah. And why do you think this is a thing? Like when you've got a bit of time on your hands after, like you had a workplace accident, people's interests can go in all sorts of directions. Why do you think yours went in this direction?
Just love old school cars.
Yeah. Yeah,
had that fascination. I've always had bikes and other cars that I've built up and then flicked off. And just, you've got to have a project in your garage, otherwise you get up to mischief.
I'm actually surprised. I honestly didn't think you'd be able to find any physical magazines. Like, I know a lot of stuff's been digitized in this world, but I thought it would be actually really hard to find the physical magazines.
No, it's just, you've got to go to those op shops and you've just got to bury your head in everything.
Yeah.
And find them. They're there.
Were there any in town here?
I don't want to say. But any op shop, anywhere. They've got old stuff.
Yeah.
Look at the mags.
So you've been all over the North Island?
Mainly the Waikato, just because.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, I can't travel too far.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How many op shops are there in the region?
Oh, there's maybe 40. By the time you go to Matamata, Te Aroha, Pairoa.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff to find out there.
Okay. And have you kept the rest of the magazine? What do you do with the magazine?
Yeah, I kept all the ads, and I was sitting there one day and looking at my doors, and they need colour. So I got the old school ads, cut them out, and every door in my house is covered in old school car ads.
Okay.
Yeah, anything from the era that I like, the colour catches me, I'll post it on the wall.
So it was James was just showing me on his phone some of the pictures of the magazine ads, and you can tell it's like a completely different culture back then. And the cars were so different.
Oh, so big, bad for the environment.
Was it just American cars that were like that, or was that going on all around the world?
Yeah, just mainly the Americans that had that design element from the 40s and 60s after the Second World War, and they went large and chrome.
It was a celebration of chrome and wings and big lights and all sorts of stuff going on there. And is that your preferred era for vehicles?
No, I enjoy all classic cars.
Okay,
because I know the effort that's been put into them.
Yeah,
and enjoy them.
I've got an uncle in Australia who's been restoring cars, and I didn't realise, but he was telling me that there's a whole industry now, because you need to refurbish the vinyl and things like that, And there's a whole industry of people who can actually produce stuff like that now, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a very expensive market.
Yeah, well, it's one-off stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what stage is your vehicle at?
I parked it in the garage.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had an accident on my motorcycle, and I've had 2 accidents on it so far.
All right. So you're going to sell the motorcycle?
Next winter. It'll be a lovely motorcycle for sale.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, so I guess you need – it's a bit of a challenge then if you need money to buy all the flash little parts that go with the car.
Yeah, well, that's the good thing with the time on my hands. I just troll the internet.
Okay.
Join interest sites, and they're the main one is the clubs.
Yeah.
And they just give you access to the products you need and at a reasonable price.
Okay, so that's it's the networking, the connections, like everything in life.
Yeah,
that's your best bet. So the posters, have these been blown up large, or are they this original size?
No, they're all the original ads, just beautifully done.
But how big are the magazines? Because I think some of them used to have bigger magazines back in the day. What about this size? Is it this size?
Nah.
Bigger?
No, smaller.
Smaller. Oh, this is A3, so A4.
Yeah.
Okay, so and how many have you got?
Oh, maybe 40, 50 there. Sorry, 40, 50 there.
40 or 50, okay, all right. And the exhibition's opening at what time?
11 a.m.
Okay, and I know I've been told that we want to get some classic cars there, or the classic car owner's going to turn up with their cars.
Yeah, there's a few people who turn up with their bikes and trucks and cars, which is, just...
Looking forward to it.
And keeping it local.
Looking forward to a little gathering. Or anyone coming from over the hill?
A few people from the Hamilton Classic Car Museum.
Okay.
Turning up.
Do we have a classic car museum in Hamilton?
Yes.
Oh, excuse my ignorance. Where's that?
Franklin.
In Frankton?
Frankton, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a good place for it. So that's pretty close to Raglan. And how many people have actual classic cars in Raglan, do you know? We've been counting EVs lately, but what about the classics?
Quite a few, I'd say.
Quite a few? Yeah.
Just people keep them...
In the garage.
In the garage.
Yeah.
Wait for summer, bring them out in summer.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Folks, we're talking to James Chalkland, who's got one of the more unusual exhibitions that I wasn't expecting. This one, I got the email yesterday, but it's really fascinating that where people's interests take them. And this it wasn't like you started out thinking, I'm going to make an exhibition, was it?
No, it's been quite a journey of self-healing. And yeah, if you put something in your mind, see it through.
Yeah, just follow your interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep active.
Awesome. Well, look, James, thank you for coming in to talk about it, and I hope you have a good turnout and get some nice cars there. Everyone should take a drive past the museum, even if they haven't got time to drop in, just to check out the cars that will be there. So that's from 11, I've been told, for the cars.
11 till 3, I think.
Yeah. So that's awesome. The time, yeah. And we'll get that on our What's On Guide as well. All right, man, thanks for coming in.
Cheers, buddy.